Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. And you get a chance to use it to your advantage. We'll follow you home with our newsletter, too, if you want, if you'd like. So let us know about that. Subscribe to that right there on the homepage. Have a great visit with our good friend Paula Lovell, Lovell.com, L-O-V-E-L-L.com. I encourage you to check out her website and find out what she may be able to do for you. Paula, I know that even though you're based in Nashville, you work with companies all over the country, don't you?
I do, in every state. It's very exciting. Small business and big business.
I'm not the least bit surprised. So, folks, check her out. You can tell that she knows what she's talking about. She's got a great team of people who can help you if you need some help with your reaching out and touching customers and getting more of them. Paula, one of the things that I want you to talk about is your experience with interns. We have
right.
we have a lot of experience with interns. I say a lot. We have a pretty good bit of experience, and we've been successful with our intern program. And one of the things that we do, though, that some people don't, we pay our interns. Talk to us about what you know about interns.
You bet. Well, and, you know, some people think their business is so small they can't have an intern. And it may be so small they can't pay an intern. But an intern will work for various reasons. I have had a very successful intern program over the years, and we can't, just space-wise, we can't accommodate more than a few. Maybe we've had three at one time. But just yesterday I hired our summer intern, and I said to her, and let me tell you, a fabulous resume, and I hired her, and at the end I said, well, now I can only pay you minimum wage. And she said, oh, my goodness, I didn't expect to get paid.
Right.
And I thought, well, I was shocked. But here's what's really exciting about interns. It really used to be a drain on the company almost to have an intern if you're a small business, because you're constantly having to look for something for them to do in your area. Let's say even you're a small one-person accounting bookkeeping shop. You think, well, what am I going to do with an intern? They don't know how to keep books. I'll tell you what you do as an intern. You get a young intern, and you have them manage your social media, get you cranked up with a blog, get you cranked up with social media, get them to fix your website for search engine optimization.
Right.
And here's the other thing. These young people don't walk in the door knowing how to do this. This is sort of a self-taught kind of time in life for them. They can sit there and for either nothing or for a small wage, or for a barter, some kind of barter, they will sit there for either 4 hours a day or 8 hours a day on the computer and learn how to promote your specific business. And
but
they will
come
up with things.
They have the raw tools. They don't have the fine tools, but they have the raw, in terms of the technology, they have that in terms of the raw capability. They know how to use programs. They know how to use these things. In terms of converting them into business use, that's what they have to learn a little bit about. But one of the things that we've been talking about that's good, I think, both ways for interns, that the young folks coming up right now have a lot of content in their heads. Paula, when you and I were starting out as kids in the marketplace, we didn't have a lot of content except what we learned in school, and we the part about the business we had to learn. These kids are coming to the marketplace with a lot of content. What they don't have and what they need from us is context, and that's how you apply things in the marketplace.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. I was thinking that today. And they need to understand strategy, and they don't have what I call knees on their skis yet, but they do have all the basic raw skills. And you just need to corral that and learn from them. I mean, I learn from my interns. I learn from my assistant account executives every single day. And
I gave somebody a while back a project that I just needed a bird dog. I just needed somebody to go run this down. And it took about 6 or 7 hours online to run something down. I didn't have that time. They did it. They found what I needed. And it didn't cost me that much money.
And they'll do it for the experience. You know, if you wrap your arms around and say, I'm going to teach you about how to run a business, or at least I'm going to teach you how to be an employee even, and you teach me this, that, and the other. Yesterday or last week, Entrepreneur Magazine came out, the hard copy and the online version of the March issue. Well, you open it up, and there's a story about one of my employees in Siri.
Right.
She's 23 years old. She's an expert in Siri, and she's quoted in Entrepreneur Magazine from Lovell Communications. And I didn't even know it was going on. And she's, they called her for advice and for a quote on Siri.
I'll be done. Good for you. So, Paula, before you go, remind people where you find your interns. What schools do you go to?
Well, I go to Vanderbilt, Belmont, David Lipscomb. They come to me. I mean, now
so it's the local, the local colleges, junior college or community college or four-year school. The local colleges will be where you find us. So you need to just call them up and say, who's handling your intern programs, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of online versions, too. But I like the kids who are savvy enough to know how to use a telephone.
But you can interview them, folks. You can interview them. You don't have to take who they send you. You can interview several. Paula, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
You bet. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
We'll see you next time. Paula Lovell, ladies and gentlemen, Lovell.com. Check out that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.